News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Eilish Balfe is with the National Women's Council. They are talking about this with their paper that they've published. Eilish, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Obviously, you've heard what Ciara and I think there. But what's the argument that you are making for this more focused intervention at an early stage?
Yeah, so you've touched on it there that, you know, we are in a crisis, a childcare crisis, and we've been in it for a number of years. And we feel the only solution to this crisis that's engulfing the country is a public model of early childhood education and care. So, you know, we've seen public childcare has been transformative in other countries. They've done it really well. And we feel that the government could do it really, really well over here as well if they have the confidence to deliver it as an essential service, an essential public service for the public good.
I'm presuming the reason they're slow to do it is that the infrastructure currently doesn't exist. We have a network of primary schools that were built at considerable cost to the state over time. We do not have a preschool infrastructure. So it's not just saying, here you go, we're doing it for free. They just don't have the facility to do it without a massive infrastructural investment.
Yeah, so it would take the government to take a step back and completely change tactics on what they're doing now. So, you know, we do see a public system very similar to our primary school system. Now, we know it's naturally going to take a lot of planning. It's definitely not an overnight solution, but we feel it's the sustainable solution for the future. And we feel that the investment that's going in now, which is 1.1 billion, it's going into a broken system. So if we were actually putting that investment into better pockets, we'd actually yield better back, you know, well-being for parents, for children, and for those educators who work in the sector as well, who are doing, you know, a phenomenal job, you know. And we know now that the 0 to 5 years are the fundamental years of a child's life. So we have to invest in them as well.
We're not talking, I'm presuming, about a 9 to 5 care model where we take the children in and you go to work and you hand them back. I'm presuming it's a system that is structured around the education of the child rather than the parent, but it obviously will then have a knock-on benefit.
Yeah, so it's like that, where it will be a knock-on benefit, and absolutely, you know, the government needs to pilot this scheme. And, you know, what we're saying is every child who needs it should be able to access an early education place. At the moment, we have a crisis, especially in the under twos. Parents just can't get places at all. As the National Women's Council, we're always taking those calls from parents. But now the other crisis that has started this year as well is that, we've been contacted by parents this month to say that some of the providers are actually pulling out of the government's core funding scheme. So they'll see an increase in their fees to 20 to 40%. And many parents, and like you were discussing, women are going to have to make those tough decisions whether they should continue work or whether, you know, they need to leave it because they just can't afford the fees.
How much of this is a problem with the state not wanting to prop up private operators? And that's effectively that the hodgepodge system we have right now is they don't want to give money to organisations, some of which run at a profit, a handsome profit, others struggle to make ends meet.
Yeah, so we do have that. We have that problem where core funding money is going in, and we have, you know, the marketisation. As you said, some services do make a handsome profit, and then other small services who serve their community are trying to keep the lights on. So it's not working. So that's why we are feeling that, you know, the vision long term needs to be that public system. And we do understand that that vision is going to have, a public and a private model walking hand in hand with each other for a number of years.
OK, I'm going to have to channel my inner Shane Coleman here, because if he was here, he'd probably make a slightly different counterpoint to myself and Ciara. How is it going to be paid for, and how much is it going to cost?
Well, as I said, at the moment, we have 1.1 billion euro going into the sector, and we feel it's a very broken system. So if we channeled that money in better, we feel we definitely get a better yield on that return. So we could start there and then have, you know, as we said, it's not going to be an overnight solution. It's going to be incremental and keep that increments going and, you know, use public money for public good.
What's going to happen, Eilish? We know what's going to happen. It's an election year. They're going to throw money at all of us, those who need it and those who don't. It's a universal application that makes very little sense other than they want to get it into the ballot box. But we need to start thinking about this now, election year or not, because if we don't do it when the money's coming in, we'll never do it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how, you know, we live in a very rich country at the moment. So, you know, definitely the public system should start the rollout. You know, what do people want in at the end of the month? Do they want an extra €50 on a tax break, or do they want a public system that actually works?
All right. Eilish Balfe, Care Officer from the National Women's Council. Thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.